He's going to jump. Oh God, please don't jump. Somebody stop him!
A crowd gathered outside of Baylor Industries. A police officer pushed everyone along, but no one listened. They craned their necks to watch the train wreck unfolding on the balcony of the 53rd floor. A man's well-heeled feet dangled over, threatening to jump at any second. The rumor mill churned.
Things must be worse at Baylor than we thought, but nothing's worth jumping.
Must be someone heavily invested in the company. Poor guy. What's going on? Daphne Baylor asked an onlooker as she arrived on the scene, dressed impeccably for a day at the office.
Someone's threatening to jump. Look, there he is.
Daphne protected her eyes from the morning sun as she looked up in horror at the man's dangling feet. She squinted to see more details, but only the bottoms of his feet were visible from way up there. Her beautiful face twisted in agony, wondering who from her family's company would do such a thing. Sure, stress had been mounting at the fledgling company. It must be someone at the top in the thick of it all. Who would be distraught enough about the business to take their own life? Worry crept in as she realized who it might be.
Oh no, I need to stop him.
She raced toward the entrance of the skyscraper, but a police officer stopped her from entering.
This is a closed scene, ma'am. Please, keep it moving.
Let me in. I work here.
No one is allowed inside until the situation is under control.
This is my father's company. Please, maybe I can talk him down or something.
We have trained professionals up there working on it. Please, step aside. We need to keep the sidewalk clear. It's for your own safety.
I'm Daphne Baylor. My father owns this building. Step aside, now. I need to get up there.
I'm sorry, but...
Before the officer finished his sentence, the sound of blood and bones splatting against the pavement rang in Daphne's ears. She gasped. A tear ran down her silky, smooth skin. She didn't want to turn around to see who jumped from the skyscraper. But deep down, she already knew. Daphne turned around to confirm her suspicions. She saw her brother's lifeless body splattered on the pavement. Blood seeped out of his mangled body. The gory image would forever be burned in her mind. She burst into uncontrollable sobbing as she tried to hug what was left of her brother. Her family's company was struggling, but she hoped they could turn things around. As Daphne cried and wailed in disbelief, she began to blame herself for the death of her loving brother, Keith. She agonized over all the things she could have done to prevent this. Maybe she could have taken on more of the burden or checked in with him more. She couldn't help but blame herself for her brother's suicide. Daphne made all the arrangements for Keith's funeral. She booked a large hall for everyone in the city to pay their respects. In her mind, Baylor Industries was a prominent corporation in the city, and she needed to make room for family, friends, employees, and their vast network of business associates. To her surprise, only family and a few friends showed up.
Where is everyone?
Gina, Keith's wife, asked Daphne.
Didn't the obituary run in all the newspapers with the details? Wasn't it posted online?
Yes. Maybe everyone's running late. I don't understand it.
Brian is going to be so disappointed. It seems his loyal business associates don't have his back after all. Keith died. And for what?
Daphne comforted Gina as she cried into her shoulder. Brian Baylor walked into the funeral hall and greeted his daughter and daughter-in-law.
"There, there, Gina. Don't worry. We're going to take care of you and your family in Keith's absence. Everything will be okay."
Gina nodded and wiped her tears.
"Daphne, a word?"
Her father, Brian, pulled her aside and whispered,
"Where is everyone? The Francos, the Fords, all my Stanford friends?"
"I don't know, Dad."
"Is Greg Jackson here?"
"Why would he be?" Daphne snapped. Her father noticed the tone.
"Why wouldn't he be? He was a part of our family for a year. I was hoping to talk to him today. He could really help us."
"Well, he isn't here."
"This doesn't bode well for our loan prospects. Jeez, people really kick you while you're down, don't they?"
Brian wiped his sweaty brow.
"I'm sorry, Dad. I don't know what to say."
"Say you'll help me. Now that Keith's gone, it's all hands on deck. We need to turn Baylor Industries around before it's too late. Otherwise, we'll all be..."
Brian's eyes glazed over as his worries mounted. His legacy disintegrated more and more each day.
"Ugh!"
Brian gripped his chest and fell to his knees.
"Dad? What's wrong?"
Daphne raced to his side. Her father struggled to breathe.
"Someone! Call an ambulance!"
Daphne stopped at the hospital on her way into work. In between visits to her dad, she spent every waking hour since the funeral digging into corporate documents. The fate of Baylor Industries rested solely on her shoulders now.
"How's he doing?"
Daphne asked her sister-in-law, Gina.
"He's stable.
How are you holding up?" Daphne put her hand on Gina's shoulder.
"I'm okay. Thanks for asking."
Daphne felt terrible that Gina, so soon after the loss of her husband, now had to look after their ailing father. If the family business went bust, though, she'd be out on the street with the rest of them.
"You should go home, Gina. Get some rest."
"Thanks, but I think I'll stay. Looking after Brian gives me a sense of purpose. Ever since Keith died, I feel so restless."
"I appreciate your help looking after Dad while I take care of things at the office. We're on the verge of filing for bankruptcy. It's awful."
"You can't let that happen. Otherwise, Keith's death will be in vain. It's up to you to save the company. You've got to turn things around, Daphne."
"I know. I will. I promise."
"Have you talked to Greg Jackson yet?"
Daphne took a deep breath. Even just hearing Greg's name gave her anxiety. She wanted nothing to do with him, but her options were running out.
"I'm going to see him today."
"You have to do whatever it takes to make him agree. We need his help desperately."
Daphne nodded.
"I know."
She didn't need to be reminded of the stakes. She has felt the pressure every day since Keith's death. With her father in the hospital, the fate of Baylor Industries rested solely on her shoulders. If she couldn't get Greg to take over as CEO, her family would lose everything. Hadn't they lost enough already?
"Do you think it will be hard to convince Greg?"
Gina asked. "It's hard to say. After everything that's happened, he probably never wants to see me again."
"Yeah, but think of how much the family did for him. He owes us."
"Does he? That was a really long time ago." "Use that Baylor charm." Gina smiled and tucked a strand of curly black hair behind Daphne's ears. Her voluptuous hair was one of her beautiful attributes. She was stunning, and it's a good thing, because she would need to use whatever charm she had to get Greg Jackson back on her side. Her father's heart monitor alerted them of trouble. Daphne and Gina rushed into Brian's room to check on him.
"He's not breathing! Nurse, help!"
A nurse rushed in and checked on Brian. She shooed them out of the room so she could work on him. A doctor rushed in after her.
"Please, Dad, hang in there," Daphne whispered.
She couldn't stand the thought of losing her father now. The family company was his legacy, and she wanted him to see firsthand how she would turn things around. Daphne and Gina held each other tight as the doctors worked tirelessly to keep Brian Baylor alive.